Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour. Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 59. And today I decided to start by reading a review that I picked, and this review was left on iTunes. I invite you to go there and leave your own as well, because it's always heartwarming and encouraging to read your words, and you seem to be very happy with the podcast, and I would even say the podcasts, because I have two. I also host French Voices. And so I wanted to thank you by reading from time to time one of your reviews. So you may be next, who knows. For that, first go and comment on iTunes. This review is from Midex Boy. I don't know where you're from, Midex Boy. If you're listening to me, you can drop me an email and we can engage conversation a little bit. Midex Boy wrote, "I recently discovered French Your Way podcast, and I am delighted with the structure of methods of learning. I've already sampled many other audiobooks and podcasts, but most assume a basic grasp of the language, which is not helpful for the complete beginner. Jessica's podcasts are clear, easy to understand, and are short enough in length to absorb whilst driving, gardening, commuting, painting, or anything that does not require full brain attention. I can thoroughly recommend this podcast." Thanks a lot, Midex Boy, for your review. And I'm curious to know what you're doing while you're listening to French Your Way podcast. Are you also painting or driving your car? Or maybe you listen to me at the gym or when walking your dog? You can also drop me an email. Right. Back to our topic today. You know that I like to point out like common mistakes and often common false friends between French and English to help you memorize better. So that was my original goal in making this episode. I wanted to point out and therefore help you memorize better the difference between deception in English and déception in French, because they're often misused. But I was actually surprised to find out that the two words, déception and deception, were more related than I thought. So I'll give you insight into the origin of these words, which I always find fascinating. So a common board for French vocabulary session, and we'll also do a tiny bit of French conjugation in this episode. So I will start with the English. Do you know how to say the French for disappointed? Disappointed. It's déçu, déçu. There's another word which is much more similar, but that we don't really use anymore, désappointé. So disappointed and désappointé, the relation, like the connection is really clear. However, it's quite obsolete, old-fashioned now. So we use déçu, which is spelled D-E acute, C with a French cédille and U. And an E if you are referring to a female who is disappointed, déçu. And déçu, this adjective, is actually the past participle of the verb décevoir. Décevoir, which means to disappoint. And if you need help with the spelling, all the French words and expressions that I mentioned in this episode are available in the show notes, so go have a look. So, déçu, disappointed, and décevoir, to disappoint. The conjugation is a little bit special. It's not like the verb voir. The V actually completely disappears in the singular, so we say je déçois with a cédille. Je déçois. S, tu déçois, S, il déçoit, T. And then we find the V again. Décevoir, nous décevons, vous décevez. So that's pretty regular. Nous and vous are often really, really similar to the infinitive. And il déçoive for the third person plural. So it sounds like the singular, déçoit, but we also add the V. Il déçoive. You can find the conjugation in the show notes. So just drawing your attention on that a little bit. We've seen the adjective, the past participle and the verb, so déçu and décevoir. The noun, so a disappointment or a disillusion if you want. C'est une déception, déception, which is very similar to the English deception, same spelling, but déception has an E acute accent, the first E. So, une déception amoureuse, or une déception sentimentale, would be a romantic disappointment, an unhappy love affair. Other words that I can tell you that are derived from what we're talking about is, so le désappointement, remember, désappointé, so that's disappointment or dissatisfaction. It's also not very much used. It's we will use déception much more actually in today's French, but this word does exist. Now, how to say a deception, like the English deception, because the meaning is a little bit different. In French, we say une tromperie, or une duperie, or une supercherie. Donc, tromperie, tromper, or duperie, le verbe duper. Tromper, duper are to deceive, like in the sense of to cheat or to fool. And the adjective trompeur, or feminine trompeuse, it means deceptive or misleading. Une information trompeuse, like misleading information. So, you see, it's a little bit different because we said, I said, deception is tromperie et déception is disappointment. So, are these words actually false friends? Because they are very similar but with a different meaning. And not really, actually, because when you look at the origin, or to use the specific word, the etymology of the word, décevoir, to disappoint in the modern sense, but décevoir in the old sense, like in the a bit old-fashioned, obsolete sense, means to abuse, to cheat, or to fool somebody by promising something very engaging, right? So, for example, décevoir quelqu'un dans son attente. It's to deceive someone in their expectations. Today we will more use tromper. But yeah, you can say the same with behavior. When you say il m'a déçu par son comportement, so he disappointed me by his behavior, that means that originally there was, so there's a disappointment, a disillusion after some hopes or promises that haven't been fulfilled. So the behavior didn't live up to the expectations or the promises. And in that way, it is the same thing as a deception, because you've been fooled by something that got your expectations somewhere. Le film m'a vraiment déçu. So the movie really disappointed me. I was really disappointed by the movie. movie means you were expecting something great. Maybe the trailer, like the teaser, was really delivering and you thought it was going to be the movie of the year. And then you realize that everything there was to see in the movie was already in the trailer. It was a complete spoiler. And so you are disappointed. You're disappointed. So yeah, there's a close link between these two words. They are not false friends, they are not false cognates, but there has been a shift, an evolution in the meaning of the French word déception. So from deception, as it's still in English today, to disappointment. Can you think of other words that look similar in French and in English, but that actually have different meanings? So false friends. Please share them in the comment section of the episode 59, and get the conversation rolling, because there are tons and tons of false friends. So yeah, bring them up. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Showway Podcast.